Welcome to Talks from the Bible. I wish to read a passage of Scripture of inspiration, 1 Peter 4, verse 10. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. The grace of God. How amazing that God has been gracious to mankind. Throughout the history of humanity, the Lord God of heaven has been a gracious God. And here the Apostle Peter speaks of the manifold grace of God. We are to appreciate God's grace. The grace of God is undeserved. The grace of God is unearned. The grace of God cannot be repaid. God has been gracious toward us. He has bestowed His loving mercy and grace and pity upon us in our sin so that we might come to know Him and that we might be saved by His grace. Christ is God's revelation of grace. God has revealed His grace through Jesus Christ. At Titus 2, verse 11, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." The grace of God has been made manifest to all men. Every individual has access to the grace of God. Every person can know God's grace through Jesus Christ. Jesus has been born into the world, lived a life of absolute perfection, died on the cross of Calvary, been resurrected from the tomb, so that He might make known unto us, that God might reveal unto us His amazing grace. The manifold grace of God has come to humanity through Jesus Christ. At John chapter 1, verses 16 through 18, the apostle of love wrote, "And of His fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him." Jesus has revealed unto us the Father because through the manifold grace of God. We can know God. We can be in fellowship with God. We can walk with God. We can call upon God in prayer. We can know God as our strength and our hope through Jesus Christ. The law was given by Moses. God revealed unto Moses at Mount Sinai the law that would govern and control the lives and the destinies of the children of Israel. But grace and truth has come through Jesus Christ. With grace we have truth. Jesus has made known unto us the grace of God, and He has revealed unto us and brought to us the truth of God. At 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 4, "I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Christ Jesus." The Apostle Paul could write to the church of God in Corinth and call them the people of God, those sanctified by the Holy Spirit because of the grace of God which had been given through Jesus Christ. What a marvelous benefit is the grace of God. What an amazing truth is the grace of God. That which we should enfold in our life, develop in our heart, and bestow constant thanksgiving unto God because of the grace of God. At Romans 5 and verse 15, "But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abound unto many." Through the offense of Adam, sin and death fell upon the human landscape. Through Jesus Christ, the grace of God has abounded. As in Adam came sin, so in Jesus Christ came grace. And that grace has abounded unto life. God's grace is His free gift toward humanity. And through that gift, we can have access to life eternal in the heavenly realm with God the Father throughout eternity because of the amazing grace of God. 1 Timothy 1 and verse 14, the Apostle Paul is recounting his life as Saul of Tarsus. You remember that this man had persecuted the church, blasphemed the name of Christ, even stood by and consented unto the death of Stephen, as is recorded in Acts chapter 7. But Paul has been converted in his encounter with Jesus Christ. Upon the Apostle Paul, even in his life of persecution against the church and blasphemy against God, and his renunciation of Jesus Christ, has been bestowed the grace of God. And now he writes, "The grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus." God's grace is in Christ Jesus. God's revelation of grace is through Jesus Christ. You and I stand in constant need of grace. We needed grace to be redeemed from sin. We need grace to live the Christian life. We are Christians, members of the Lord's body, because of the manifold grace of God. We are enabled and empowered to live the Christian life in constant hope of life eternal by the grace of God. There is never a time when we do not need God's grace. 2 Timothy 2:1, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." The grace that is in Christ, allow that grace to be your strength. You will face trial, trouble, difficulty, heartbreaking sorrow. You will be tempted and assaulted of the devil. There will be times when you may doubt, when you wish to turn back, when you desire to surrender. How do you stay strong in the face of all of this negative influence that comes to us in this physical world? The grace that is in Christ Jesus. Grace enables you to live the Christian life. Grace empowers you to walk and do battle with the devil. Hebrews 13, verse 9, "Be not carried away with divers and strange doctrines." These are doctrines of error. These are the commandments of men. Do not be carried away by these various doctrines. God has but one doctrine. God has delivered but one truth. We must know that truth. We must obey that truth. We must live according to that truth in order to be saved. Do not allow these various doctrines of men to carry you away. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We are established with grace. Our lives must be built upon the foundation of grace. We must surrender ourselves to the grace of God. At Hebrews 12 and verse 28, Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved. Isn't that an amazing truth? We are part of a kingdom that cannot be moved. There is no power upon the earth that cannot be moved, that cannot be overthrown, that cannot be destroyed. But the kingdom of Jesus Christ, established by the almighty power of the eternal God, cannot be moved. The devil will assault the kingdom. The devil will attempt to undermine the kingdom. The devil will attempt to destroy the kingdom. But the kingdom of Christ cannot be moved. And since we have received this kingdom through our obedience to the gospel of Christ and through our acceptance to the manifold grace of God, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. We're able to serve God daily and continually by God's grace. His grace allows us the opportunity and privilege to serve Him. His grace empowers us to continue in that service. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10, "But by the grace of God I am what I am." Paul was a preacher of truth. And because of his preaching, due to the faith that he had in God and Christ, as a follower of Christ, he was persecuted. He was beaten. He was thrown out of cities. He was put in prison. "I am what I am by the grace of God. I'm enabled to preach the unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ. I'm able to know not anything save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. My life is spent in the uplifting of Christ through the preaching of truth. I am what I am by the grace of God." What caused the deliverance from blasphemy to devotion? What caused Paul to be moved from one who was alienated from Christ and opposed to Christ to a follower, a devout follower of Jesus Christ? The grace of God. What can take you from a life of sin to a life of righteousness? What can deliver you from the bowels of hell to the hope of heaven? The grace of God. "And His grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yea, not I, but the grace of God which was with me." Grace empowers us to labor in the kingdom of Jesus Christ and serve Christ with faithfulness and devotion. The church enjoys a covenant of grace. God has made a covenant of grace with His people. Acts 14, 26, "And thence sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled." They were engaged in God's work. They were commissioned to do God's will. They were sent forth to preach, to convert the lost. They were commended to the grace of God. They labored due to the manifold grace of God. They continued steadfastly according to the grace of God. In Romans 15, or Acts 15 and verse 40, "Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God." Our life is recommended unto God by His grace. Our labor in His kingdom has been recommended by the grace of God. At 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 10, "According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon." The Apostle Paul is speaking of his preaching and the success that has come from that preaching. He has laid a foundation in preaching. He was enabled to do that and fulfill that divine purpose which had been given to him by the grace of God. Grace is such a powerful force in the life of the believer. Grace is the motivating influence of service to God and devotion to Jesus Christ. By God's grace, we are allowed, yea, we are privileged, to labor in His kingdom, to be fruit bearers unto His name, to bring glory and honor unto Him by the service and the devotion that we render. And we are able to perform this great work according to the manifold grace of God. We must abide in grace. We must continue to live in grace. Acts 13:43. Now when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. We must be persuaded to continue in the grace of God. The devil would have us to depart from the grace of God. Satan would desire that we remove ourselves from the grace of God. But God wants us to continue in His grace. Grace is the constant gift that God supplies unto the believer so that the believer can continue in faithful service to God. We must not be removed from that. We must not forsake that. We must not forget that, but we must continue, we must abide to live in the covenant of God's grace so that we can be saved, so that we can have eternal life, so that we can see God and live with God and praise Him through eternal ages as the God and Father, the Creator of all things. I want to notice with you the power of God's grace. What God's grace has done and will continue to do for each of us. The manifold grace of God has been bestowed upon humanity through Jesus Christ. God's grace must be accepted by faith. The grace of God alone will not redeem us from sin. The grace of God by itself will not place us in covenant relationship with God. The grace of God in and of itself will not bring us to the expectation of eternal hope. We must accept the grace of God through faith. We must believe what God has spoken, the gospel that has been delivered and preserved through time, contained in the Holy Scriptures. We must read, study, listen, pay attention, understand, and follow what God has revealed unto us, what God has delivered unto us, what God has preserved for us. His manifold grace will save us. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Grace is God's gift. It is undeserved. It is unearned. It cannot be repaid. And by grace are ye saved through faith. It's not of ourselves. God offered to save man. God formulated the plan of redemption. God made possible our salvation through Jesus Christ. The cross was God's idea, not man's. There is no work of obedience. There is no act of devotion that you and I can do to save our soul. But we must, by faith, accept the grace that is extended unto us through Jesus Christ. It is the gift of God, and that gift will save us, will purge us of sin, will redeem our soul, will deliver us unto the eternal realm of heaven. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 9, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, even before the foundation of the world was laid, even before everything that you and I know and experience, our salvation was planned. God had a purpose. God was gracious, and He has saved us and called us. The gospel is the calling of God for lost individuals to know Him according to His purpose and according to His grace. And that was given us in Christ Jesus. Grace justifies us. Because of sin, we are unjust. We are unworthy of a relationship with God. But God's grace justifies us and makes it possible for us to know God and to be redeemed by God. Titus 3:7, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. That should be the hope of every individual, eternal life. And we are heirs of life eternal, having been justified by His grace. God has made it possible for us to know Him and to walk in fellowship with Him through our justification by His grace. Romans 3:24, being justified freely by His grace. Nothing that we have done, nothing that we have offered could justify us, but we're justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. The free gift of God has provided for humanity redemption from sin, redemption from alienation, redemption from the slavery of iniquity. Grace establishes us. Grace plants us firmly and completely in the salvation of God. And that is unshakable. If we are committed, and if we are fully persuaded to continue and abide in the grace of God, we will know salvation. 1 Peter 5 and verse 10, but the God of all grace, I love that phrase. I love to meditate and think upon that phrase. The God of all grace. Within the pages of the Bible, various attributes are attributed to God. He's the God of comfort, the God of hope, the God of peace. Here he is the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. God did not have to call us. He wanted to call us. God was not made to call us. He desired to call us. Because of his grace, his love, his mercy, his very person, all of the attributes that make God who he is, has called us to eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that ye have suffered a while, and Peter reminds them that they're going to suffer because of their faith. In this world, whether you are a saint or a sinner, you're going to suffer. You're going to experience loss. You're going to find that sometimes life is difficult and hard and pressing. And Peter has talked about suffering in his first epistle. And after ye have suffered a while, the God of all grace, who has called you to eternal glory, will make you perfect, make you complete, fully grown in Christ, being all that you can be, knowing all that you can know, establish. He will establish you. He will plant you. We are rooted in Christ. And by being rooted in Christ, we are nourished in Christ. As the root of the plant provides nourishment to the plant, so being rooted in Christ will nourish us, establish, strengthen. He will strengthen us, so that we can overcome, so that we might endure, so that we will continue. Settle you. You see the powerful benefit that comes to humanity by the God of all grace? What blessings are found in the grace of God? The eternal hope of man, the foundation of faith, the redemption of sin, the expectation of eternal life. The God of all grace has provided and blessed the human family. Grace consoles us. There are times when our heart is broken. There are times when we experience great loss. There are moments when we shed tears. And in that time, the grace of God will provide us with consolation and comfort. 2 Thessalonians 2, 16-17. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God even our Father, which hath loved us, and hath given us everlasting consolation, and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts, establish you in every good word and work. The Lord Jesus Christ and God our Father has loved us, and through his grace, he has given us everlasting consolation and good hope. We have a comfort of heart through the grace of God. We are consoled not only in this world, but we will be consoled in the world to come. The greatest blessing that has been bestowed upon humanity is Jesus Christ and the manifold grace of Almighty God. talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ.